I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate June 1st. Mighty Hercules climbs high across the sky on June nights. Look for a lopsided square of moderately bright stars, the Keystone. It represents his body, with his legs below and his arms spread to either side. Hercules was created by the Greeks and represented a character from their mythology. Other cultures around the world have also seen those stars as a person, but not necessarily a mighty one. To the Potawatomi culture, for example, he's exhausted. Before the arrival of the European settlers, the Potawatomi were members of a confederacy in the Great Lakes region. They drew pictures in the stars to pass along their culture and lore, and to describe objects and events that were part of their everyday lives. An example is in the constellation Corona Borealis, the Northern Crown, which is to the upper right of the Keystone in early evening. To the Potawatomi, the semicircle of stars was Mdodoswin, the Sweat Lodge. The stars climb to prominence in late spring, the time traditionally reserved for sweat lodge rituals. After a few hours, a participant would come out of the lodge completely exhausted. Such a man was depicted in the stars as Winondashik, the exhausted one, the same stars as Hercules. The Potawatomi and other native cultures are making new efforts to preserve their sky lore, teaching new generations the stories passed down through many generations before them. More about Hercules tomorrow. We have more sky watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the cosmos in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.